With Radio on the Go News, I'm Mitch Williams. A 41-year-old Hampton man is facing two charges for allegedly crashing through a garage with a pickup truck this past Sunday in the 900 block of Highway 65, rural Geneva. Franklin County Sheriff Aaron Dodd tells Radio on the Go News that Jared Reeson was located Thursday along with his white and color 2018 GMC Sierra 1500. The truck drove completely through the garage, leaving several thousands of dollars of damage to the garage and items stored inside and behind it. Reeson was charged with leaving the scene of a property damage accident and for failing to obey a traffic control device, both simple misdemeanors. Thursday at around 3:30 p.m., the Ackley Fire Department was called out on the report of a fire at a hog confinement facility along U Avenue, southwest of Ackley. No injuries were reported and no animals were harmed as a result of the fire. Ackley Fire Chief Tim Eichmeyer tells Radio on the Go News the building, owned by Prestige Farms, is considered to be a total loss. The cause of the fire is still under investigation. Assisting at the scene were the fire departments from Alden, Buckeye, Iowa Falls, Steamboat Rock, and Wellsburg, Hardin County EMA, and the Ackley Ambulance. Thursday at about 8:25 p.m., the Sirgoto County Sheriff's Department was called on the report of a single-vehicle rollover accident in the 13,000 block of Thrush Avenue, southeast of Mason City. 20-year-old Terrence Matlock of Rockwell was driving a 2007 Chevy Malibu when he struck a deer while trying to miss a second deer and lost control, going into the east ditch and rolling his car a few times. Matlock and his passenger, 18-year-old Anna Yerman of Latimer, received minor injuries while the Malibu was totaled. Assisting at the scene were the Mason City Fire Department medics. Thursday morning, the Iowa Falls Police Department arrested 30-year-old Alexander Costanzo of Iowa Falls for a second offense OWI. Costanzo was later released from custody. Thursday morning, the Hardin County Sheriff's Department arrested 40-year-old Adam Moon of Ames, who was wanted on a Hardin County warrant for failing to serve a jail sentence from the original charge of domestic assault. Thursday morning, the Hardin County Sheriff's Department arrested 19-year-old Damani Holt of Des Moines, who was wanted on a Hardin County warrant for a probation violation. Both are being held at the Hardin County Jail. The Belmont-Clemmie School Board on Thursday night received an update on the latest impacts the pandemic has been having on the students and staff members. Superintendent Dan Frazier tells Radio on the Go News that last week several students and staff members were out of class in the high school, some due to COVID-19. Earlier this week, the elementary school, which normally has 50 staff members, had 17 out of the building, not all because of COVID, but for other reasons. The County Public Health Department tested all the staff members at the elementary level in recent days, and all the tests came back as negative for COVID-19. Frazier says they came close to having to shut down at the elementary level, but did not meet a state threshold to do so. Wednesday, the Hardin County Board of Supervisors approved a request to transfer $25,000 from the county's local option sales tax to a new fund that would be used for what is being called as Project Tom. Project Tom is a development project that is now entering into the legal and engineering phases, but due to confidentiality agreements, little other information has been released about it. In other business, the Hardin County Board of Supervisors appointed 4 people to the County Compensation Board. They are Justin Weber, Dave Sweeney, Robert Harms, and Jeremiah Andrews. The Iowa Falls City Council this week approved a development agreement between the city and the ag-related business called Chemnut Incorporated for a new operation in the community. In other business, the Iowa Falls City Council approved the plans, specifications, form of contract, and estimate of cost for the Emergency River Wall Stabilization Project and approved having the Parks and Recreation Department move into the former City Hall building. the Iowa Falls City Council approved a request from the Iowa Falls Rugby Football Club Foundation for $12,200 from the city's tourism funds for the National Collegiate Rugby Regional Playoffs and approved a request from the Calkins Nature Center for $1,290 from the city's economic development funds for the installation of a rain garden. This week, the Red Rockford Marble Rock School Board approved a bid for 10 new heat pumps from Mechanical Air Systems in the amount of $51,676 and approved an application for increased spending for the special education deficit of $21,077.12. In other business, the RRMR School Board approved a pay increase for substitute teachers to $140 per day, effective November 1st of this year. With a little over a month until Thanksgiving, there are reports of a looming turkey shortage, but the executive director of the Iowa Turkey Federation says that is not accurate. Greta Irwin says there is an ample supply of turkeys, however, there are other issues which could leave your feathers ruffled if you're hoping to have a roast turkey as your centerpiece on November 25th.
There's definitely challenges in finding enough employees right now through the entire food chain. And so I think the turkey industry is definitely part of that discussion, and we definitely have some labor shortages along our supply chain that need to be addressed.
Irwin says Iowa turkey producers will be raising a number of birds this year that is comparable to previous years, but due to continued troubles with transportation and supply management, your nearest supermarket may soon be running lower than usual.
There are challenges with specific sizes or types of turkey. So if you want a fresh turkey, let's say, or a 12-pound turkey or a 28-pound turkey, I would start having conversations now with your grocer to talk about ordering and making sure that you have a specific product available.
Many Iowans are already making Thanksgiving plans and know roughly how many people will be around the table and thus how big a turkey they'll need.
You'll start seeing turkey available in all your grocers now. And if there's a certain size that you're wanting, I would go ahead and purchase that turkey now and put that in your freezer. It just helps you to plan ahead and take some stress off of planning for your holiday get-together.
Irwin says Iowa turkey farmers should raise about 12 million birds this year, which will rank the state 7th in the United States in turkey production, while Iowa is 5th in turkey processing. Unemployed Iowans would be required to meet weekly with state case managers, conduct twice as many weekly work searches, and undergo audits to prove they're actively looking for work under a new proposal announced by Governor Kim Reynolds this week. An Iowa Workforce Development spokesman says unemployment payments could be frozen if jobless workers fail to meet the new criteria. More than 86,500 job openings are posted on a state workforce development website, while nearly 68,000 Iowans remain unemployed. Reynolds noted Wednesday that the state would spend $30 million in federal funds to provide grants to help manufacturers retain existing workers and recruit new employees. Iowa's unemployment rate for September dropped slightly to 4%. Iowa Workforce Development reported on Friday that the rate declined from 4.1% in August as the total number of unemployed Iowans dropped by nearly 2,000 to 66,100 people. Iowa's rate left it tied with two other states for the nation's 17th lowest unemployment rate. Nebraska had the lowest rate of 2%. The nation's unemployment rate for September was 4.8%. For Radio on the Go News, I'm Mitch Williams.